The biggest battle we will ever have to face is the battle between you and you. It's the battle of taking your mind to that limit and then breaking through. On the Mindful Experiment podcast, we will share concepts, universal laws, and interviewing individuals who have done just that, who have gone through the dark times and through those moments, allowed their light to shine bright. I'm your host, Dr. Vic Manzo, and I want to thank you for listening to the podcast and taking this journey with me as we discover different avenues to break through those limits, expand your reality, and evolve into the person you desire to be. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the show.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to another episode here on the Mindful Experiment as you are with the host, Dr. Vic Manzo, as I take this moment to share with you something this week that's pressing, something that I'm seeing a pattern of, or something that I've discussed about routinely that I thought would be great to share on the podcast. And then this week, I want to talk about overwhelm. I want to talk about when you feel overwhelm, anxiety, anxiousness. Why does that happen? What are things you can do to break through, steer away, be able to not allow to get the best of you? Before I do all and share all that, one of the first things I want to dive in is talk about how when you have in order for overwhelm to ever exist, you have to have a lack of focus. Clarity is how the universe works. Clarity, when you give an image or you speak and share with the universe what it is you desire, clarity, the clearer you are, the easier it'll be able to give to you. Because a confused mind will always say no. And so when you start to feel overwhelmed, you're not clear in focus. I mean, you're not clear. Not have clarity is not to be focused, right? Imagine when you focus an image, it gets better. When you improve your focus on something, the image gets sharper. It becomes clearer. And so if you ever catch yourself in a sense of being overwhelmed at anything in life, and it happens to me too, I always revert back and get refocused. Get focused on what matters most. Get focused on what is the highest priority. Get focused on the things that I need to get done that's going to move the needle closer to my desire, dreams, goals, visions, and so forth. I refocus there because that's what's going to ground me and center me, right? So most of the time when you're having a sense of being overwhelmed, know that you've lost focus in some degree, shape, or form. And it's your job to recenter and refocus what it is, why you do what you do, or refocus on the goal, refocus on the person you need to become, and so much more. And I can go on and on. There's so many different variabilities to this. But the purpose of it all is to get back to be in focus. Now, knowing that, then it becomes, okay, what do I do to become more how do I improve my focus, right? And there are many things that help you improve your focus. There's so many different things I can recommend. There's so many things I can share. One of the biggest ones is what, you know, when it comes to focus, one of the best things that I do, I'm not saying it's maybe the best for you, is meditation. You see, because meditation is truly all about focus. And when it comes to meditation, I mean, I shared this in my book, Rediscover Your Greatness. I talked a lot about meditation in there and explaining what really meditation is and the purpose behind it. And meditation, if you think about it, it really is about focus, because if you have meditated or tried to, you probably noticed that when you first sat there to relax and unwind, you had some racing thoughts, would you say? There was a lot going on. It wasn't like it was just, oh, this is pure bliss. I'm loving this moment. I can tell you, for the 8-9 years I've been doing what I do, it's been amazing when I share people to meditate and how they will tell me the experience is so frustrating. I laugh my butt off on it all the time because it's like, I've been there. I know how you feel. I know you sit there and it's like, all these thoughts, why are they here? They shouldn't be here. I'm trying to calm and meditate. But the reason why is because of focus, right? And so you can use that, right? Hold on, wait a minute. You said, Dr. Vic, you said if your meditation improves your focus, and yet when you go to meditate for the first time, it's probably not going to be a smooth experience because you're not sharp with your focus. Hold on. It seems like it's chaotic. It seems a little, wait, what's that word? Overwhelming. Again, it comes back to the focus. So it's the same concept, and it's one of those things where you get to check in and see where you are and just really help. Focus for me is what gets me centered. It gets me connected with my source, my energy, the true essence of who I am, my true self. And it just helps me to remember why I do what I do. You know, and I think that's why meditation plays such a crucial role for me in that one degree. There's many things that it does for me. And when I go out and speak to corporations, when I speak to high school students, when I speak to individuals in the community, and I talk about meditation, I really emphasize on the importance of what it does and why it's so critical. And I'll get into the neuroscience and all the beautiful things that meditation provides. But really, I try to keep things simple. If you've been listening to my podcast for a while, I try to take very complex topics and I simplify them as much as possible. Just because they sound simple does not mean that you know grasping it. There's a lot of details that go behind it. And so when it comes to the meditation, it helps you stay focused and keeps you on your game a little better. It doesn't allow for the distractions of life to get the best of you because let's face it, life's always going to have distractions. They're going to be there. And the more you allow in, the more it muddies the water, the more you lose clarity. And that's where overwhelm comes in. Overwhelm, again, is just a great way to realize how not focused you are on the prize, not focused you are on what it is that matters to you, your purpose, your vision, those types of things. And so it's really important to really shift the focus and make sure you stay centered as much as possible. Sometimes it's good just to see what your vision or goals or what it is that you desire. For me, I leave my vision wide open on my computer and I revisit it, not all the time, but I'll revisit just to make sure that I'm sticking on pace and that everything I choose when it comes to the decision in business, when it comes to the decision in life, I will always go back and look at my visions just to make sure that they align. So I'm never doing something that's outside of that. Now, you know when you're overwhelmed, you understand that's from a lack of focus, but I wanted to give you one more tool before I ended this podcast, and that is to really break through being overwhelmed, you must take action. You must do something, right? Because sometimes, again, lack of focus, that's the biggest thing. But then the second thing comes is sometimes you just have a lot of choices too, which means lack of focus. You're not focusing properly on what matters most, so you get a little distracted from all the choices. What do you have to do? The demands on you? How are you going to find time for X, Y, Z? And all these things. And the critical point of it all is that you want to be focused, but you want to take action. Just pick something that you feel that is the most important at that moment and go do it. Just do that one thing. Don't focus on anything else. And when you get that one thing done, then you can move on to another thing. And you pick and choose what is the most important thing that you need to get done at that moment. And then all you do is put your undivided attention on that one thing. Don't focus on how much work you needed to get done. Don't focus on all the other things that may come in as a distraction. The purpose is for you to just focus on the one thing. That's it. This is the secret to what billionaires do and millionaires do, is they have a ton of things going on in their life. But every day they'll wake up and focus on just two, maybe even three things that are the most important things or the highest priority that they need to take care of for that day. And then most of the time they delegate the rest. And that's how they're able to run 10, 12, 15 businesses at one time. That's how they're able to do what they do and make the money that they make and still not be stressed out beyond belief. That's just one of the secrets. And again, where does it come down to? Focus. You know, they're laser focused. They know what is the most important things that they need to accomplish and what they're going to go ahead and do. So when it comes to your life, if you're feeling overwhelmed, if you feel like you don't have time, know that, take a moment and realize, where's my focus been? And how can I get refocused on what matters most? And then take action. Determine what the highest priorities are and get it done. Focus on one thing at a time. And if you don't get everything done, no worries. There will be another day. And then you go ahead, set the priorities, and get back at it. And before you know it, you'll be laser focused, knocking things out, and feeling less stressed, more peace, feeling more accomplished, and getting more stuff done. That's the key that I wanted to share with you guys today, because it's a conversation I had with a lot of people. I shared a post. It was on my Instagram page, and I shared it on the Facebook. And in my private group, I went into more detail. But it was one of the things that said, if you don't find time for something, if you keep finding out that you say, I don't have time for this, I want you to change the word time and put value and say, I don't value this. Instead, I don't have time for this. See how that changes the game for you. See if that transforms things a little bit. When you're dictating, well, I don't have time, instead of saying, I don't value this. That's a gut check. I want you to try that out this week. See how that works when it comes to your life and the things you do. Because your values, you figure out what that is. Then you go ahead and you'll prioritize the stuff you need to get done based on your values. It's another little trick I'll talk about in one of the next future podcasts coming up. So connect with us on Facebook if you haven't. You can meet my personal my fan page at handle Dr. Vic Manzo. You can also come check out my private page that I have on Facebook. It's a private group called Empowered Living with Dr. Vic. Come hang out with us over there. I share a lot of stuff. I do a weekly video. I share in more in-depth with posts that are meaningful. And I'll put my little spin with things to get you more thought-provoking and try to get some comments and get some, you know, people that just have create a discussion, create a dialogue, and so much more. So come check us out over there. And as always, I appreciate you checking out the podcast. If you can't, do us a favor, share a review. Let us know what you think. And if you have any topics you're interested in that you'd like to hear about, either from myself or from some and what people I'm interviewing, please let me know. Email me at drvic@empoweryourreality.com. As always, it's a pleasure to have you guys listen and tune in. And until next time, keep rocking and rolling.
Thank you for listening to the podcast. For past shows, please visit www.empoweryourreality.com. I hope this show inspired you and added to your life to help you on the journey to rediscover who you really are. To connect with us on Facebook, please visit www.facebook.com/Dr. Vic Manzo. Check us out on Twitter. The handle is DrVic21. Follow us on Instagram, www.instagram.com/Dr. Vic Manzo. If you were inspired by the podcast, pay it forward by sharing it with someone who you know can benefit from it. Thank you again for listening to the Mindful Experiment podcast, sharing paths to help you rediscover your infinite potential.